Hello, and welcome to the Let It Flow podcast, a place where we discuss the ancient wisdom of holistic health, yoga, and Ayurveda in a modern-day context to help you align mind, body, and spirit and shine as your brightest self. I'm your host, Taryn Bond, for this week's solo episode. I am so grateful to share this moment with you. Let's dive within. For today's episode, I will be offering you some quick tips for how to heal your digestion. In this video, I mention Ayurvedic concepts quite a bit. Alana and I have made YouTube videos on our YouTube channel, Lotus Within, regarding a bunch of the specific topics I talked about today. I will link those in the show notes, so if any of this seems like new words or vocabs, go ahead and check out those videos and it'll give you all the background information you need. While this might sound like kind of a random topic, if any of you are familiar with Ayurveda and the principles of the three doshas, Ayurveda pretty much tells us that digestion is the cornerstone of health. And Ayurveda is a sister science of yoga, for anyone who doesn't know, but it's really based on wellness and how we eat and our daily routine and our habits and our activities and our scheduling and the time of year. And integrating our external world with our internal world and how we can make all of that kind of flow in a more balanced and soothing and really nourishing way. Ayurveda says that digestion is the cornerstone of health. And what this means is that if we are digesting, then we are processing, we are existing, we are allowing the connection between ourselves and the world to happen seamlessly. Digestion happens with a lot more than just the food that we eat. It also is related to the way that we process our emotions and our relationship in our day-to-day lives. But everything does correspond to our physical bodies. So if we can get our physical digestion under control, not only will we be healthier and happier long-term, we will also be able to have more of a connection with our emotional body, with our mental body, and our spiritual or energetic body. And this, of course, allows us to live a more full and connected life. If you are like me and you have some vata digestion, this will be particularly helpful. But for anyone who's looking to increase your agni, which is digestive fire, the word agni literally just means fire in Sanskrit. But for anyone who's looking to increase your metabolism, your agni, your rate of processing, or really just strengthen your stomach so that you can feel more nourished and like you're receiving more nutrients from your food, this episode is specifically for you. All right, let's hop into it. These hacks that I'm offering today, hacking your digestion, some quick tips, are from Ayurveda and holistic wisdom, and they're also from my personal experience. So I spent 4 months as a raw vegan. I've been vegan for almost 3 years now, and it'll be 3 years in September. But I spent 4 months completely raw, so I was not eating any cooked foods. And during this time, it started out great. I felt amazing, honestly, I really did. But that was at the beginning, and then I noticed that I was feeling really bloated and like I wasn't processing any food. And I had to eat less and less, and I was feeling really, they call it kind of this raw vegan buzz, like you feel very like airy and floaty and creative, but I did not feel grounded at all. I didn't really feel like I was at home in my body or in the world, and definitely a little bit anxious, shaky, and just really bloated, like nothing was moving. I didn't feel like I was flowing through life. A lot of things came to a head personally in my life. At this point when I had to stop being a raw vegan, my diet ended up getting to a place where it was no longer sustainable, but I also had some emotional, some personal struggles, like really big challenges that I was overcoming at this time. And I ended up, while I was traveling, getting some sort of stomach parasite. I was in El Salvador and I had been eating raw there. And I don't know if it was because all the foods that I was eating had been washed in water that had parasites that my stomach wasn't used to, or yeah, I'm not sure the exact reason, but I ended up getting very, very sick. And pretty much my stomach stopped working. It like turned off. I wasn't able to eat. I was throwing up. I wasn't processing anything at all. And I really do feel like I got so sick. I was told by a doctor actually when I got back that I could have like died from this time because I had a parasite and I just wasn't treating it. And it was making it so that I was not receiving any nourishment at all. So that was the end of my little journey with raw veganism. I still like to eat a lot of raw foods, but I like to integrate it in more of an Ayurvedic way and really eat for the season and eat for my body and eat intuitively. So I don't restrict in a way where I'm like, I only eat uncooked raw vegan foods that grew from the ground. I eat what feels good, and sometimes that's raw, other times it's not. Anyways, that's a little backstory on me. But since all of this happened, I have struggled with my digestion in a way that I never did before. Before all of this happened, it was like almost like a light switch, you know? Something in my stomach was not happy after this. And I, of course, take full responsibility for this. But it has led me down a journey of really learning how to heal my digestion in a way that I didn't have to before there was anything to heal. So these tips are all tried and tested by yours truly, and they come from Ayurvedic wisdom, holistic health, and my personal experience. This is the best that I've come up with throughout my healing digestion journey. Number one, golden milk. Golden milk is like the Ayurvedic holy grail of a drink, right? So it is made with turmeric, which we may have talked about a bit on this episode. We have in our YouTube videos. But turmeric is like the cornerstone healing spice from Ayurveda. And it's a yellow spice. Most people are familiar with it. But it's actually balancing for all three doshas and anti-inflammatory, has so many health benefits, helps with insomnia, anxiety, helps with digestion, is a great one. But I like to make coconut or golden milk by combining turmeric with some sort of plant-based milk, some sort of sweetener. I suggest looking into monk fruit sweetener if you never have, because it's all natural, but it's actually technically sugar-free. And a little bit of coconut oil. Mixing it together, warming it up in a pan, and drinking it before bed. Oh my goodness, so healing on the digestive system, you guys. Like, I cannot recommend this one more. So, golden milk, number one. Number two, sesame seeds. So sesame seeds are awesome, and I didn't realize that they were so healing for digestion until pretty recently. I was reading actually the Ayurvedic Book of Home Remedies by Vasant Lad, and he was saying in this book, eating a tablespoonful of sesame seeds before you eat each meal will help you digest the meal. And I was like, that's interesting. I've actually never heard that before. So I started trying it. I bought a huge thing of sesame seeds, like in bulk, and was eating a tablespoon before dinner every night, and it was so helpful. Yeah, I pretty much swear by it now. If I ever feel like things are slow, I'll just start adding some sesame seeds in, and it's like the best medicine in the world. Okay, number three, twisting yoga poses. As a yoga teacher, this is one of the first ones that I began really exploring when I started teaching. And twisting yoga poses, what they really are doing are massaging and really constricting, contracting, and then releasing our internal organs. So that pretty much allows everything to detoxify. Our liver, our kidneys, our lungs to a certain extent, our intestines, our colon, everything. So it's really like a massage for your internal organs. You may have heard a yoga teacher say that in yoga class before, but it's really true. That's pretty much what you're doing, is you're massaging your internal organs. It's awesome. And when you twist, you start by twisting to the right, and then you twist to the left. And what you're doing with this, twisting each direction, is massaging both the ascending and the descending colon. So you really are squeezing and compressing and bringing life and prana, energy and movement, into these parts of your stomach. This is so helpful. If I feel like I'm having trouble digesting something, I've eaten nuts or something that are really hard to digest in the first place, I will do twisting yoga poses, hold them for like a minute on each side, even if it's laying down in my bed. I'll just do a twist, and it's so helpful, even just for like relieving pressure and bloating in your stomach. Twisting yoga poses, always recommend it. Number four is pretty obvious. Drink more water. Seriously, you guys, if you're dehydrated, nothing is going to process through your body. Lots of times we mistake thirst for hunger, so we eat food and eat food and eat food, and immediately when we start to get this feeling that our body's lacking something, we most of the time resort to, oh, I must be hungry. But really what we're doing is we are trying to make up for the fact that our body's actually asking for sleep or water or something else, and we're just eating. So I really recommend drinking more water. Drink some water before you eat. Drink water during your meal. Drink water throughout the day. Stay hydrated, because a lot of times we are not really subtly attuned to our body's calls for water. But if we were, we would drink a lot more water, because we actually need more than we crave, because, well, I don't believe that most people are fully tapped into knowing the call and knowing what that feeling of actual thirst feels like when it's just at the beginning phases. Normally we don't think, oh, I'm thirsty, until like we're outside in 90 degree weather dripping in sweat and we're like, wow, my throat's dry, I'm thirsty. But our bodies actually are asking us for water a lot more than we tend to think. So number four, drink more water. Number five, this one is a little less concrete than the others and actually doesn't have to do with consuming anything at all. Number five is to process your emotions. Like I said at the beginning, this involves giving yourself time to rest, to digest, to metabolize your experiences as well as your food. If you are feeling like you can't digest something, there's something stuck in your stomach, are you going to go eat even more food? No, you're going to wait and give yourself some time. This is what we need to do for ourselves emotionally too. If we are experiencing something difficult in our life, or we have a new experience, new people perhaps, a job change, whatever it is, this processing and digesting of emotions is just as important to keep everything flowing. The mind and the body, the soul, it's so connected and so integrated, and lots of times our physical ailments are really a reflection of what's going on the less visible, less obvious layers of our being. So this one is going to affect you on every level, but give yourself time and space to process. If you're going through something, go through it. Give yourself the gift of time and space. Allow yourself to heal. Tell yourself that you are worthy of taking a moment, maybe taking a day just by yourself to go be in nature and sit outside and let yourself become attuned with the sounds of the forest or the feeling of the sun on your skin, bare feet on the ground. Let yourself laugh and connect with your favorite people. Go out with your friends with no intention to do anything except for just share space and share company. You don't always have to be doing something. You don't need to be checking something off your to-do list in order to be worthy of existing and of living. You don't need to constantly be working towards a concrete goal. The only thing that you need to do is breathe and be here and allow yourself to process and move through things, because that is how the soul grows. And really the only thing that our soul wants to do in the first place here on earth is grow and expand. And so really the only thing that you ever need to do, the only thing you ever owe yourself, is love. And time and space to be present and let the change move through you. Because life is all about change. Change is the only constant. I hope these were helpful. Just some rapid fire tips for healing your digestion. If you have any questions or comments, as usual, please feel free to reach out to me. My email will be in the show notes below, or you can connect with me or Alana on Instagram. My Instagram is at TarynLeighh, Taryn Lee. Hers is Radiate Healthy Living, and our shared Instagram is Your Lotus Within. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day, and I will talk to you next time on the Let It Flow podcast. It's giveaway time. we are giving away a free, private, personalized wellness workshop in a care package complete with handmade essential oil blends from Alana's brand, Radiate Healthy Living, and a painting of your name in Sanskrit with a personalized mantra to one lucky listener. The exclusive live workshop will include practices and wisdom from yoga and holistic health, which we will personalize after getting to know you. All you have to do to enter is leave a rating and review for this podcast with your name. We are so excited to connect with you.